Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Your Lunchtime Podcast, episode 14. Today's episode, we talk about something that Ron and I both learn about today called Fish Fest. And yes, it is probably what you're thinking. We also ask the question, peeing in the shower? Yeah? No. Let us know. Send us a voice message through the app and Matt will play your message on the next podcast. Hope you enjoy.
Oh, jeez. That's hilarious.
Jesus Christ. And we're back. Another one that we'd like to trade socks with.
That's hilarious.
That is terrible.
That's hilarious.
How the hell? Well, I suppose similar words. Just looking at a work newsletter, and there's an employee profile that Ron.
Don't mention a name.
That no names.
Oh, I mistakenly read.
It's like, tell us something you might not know about yourself. And what did you read, Ron?
I don't know if I can get it out. I trade socks in my spare time. I'm so, thinking, how do you do that?
Do you think there's
a website?
A big website, a big calling for a sock exchange?
That is funny.
It wouldn't be trade stocks in his spare time.
Absolutely.
So next time I go past him, go, hey brother.
Sock collection.
Hey brother, how big's your sock collection?
Oh shit.
That's terrible.
No, it's not. It's hilarious. Classic. Oh look, there's a crossword. So good next Lord. Time your supervisor says, what are you doing? Oh, I'm doing a digger crossword. Classic.
Oh, we'll have to cut that bit out.
Nah, it's all good.
Just naming where we work.
So what's going on?
I don't know. Not much. It's an odd day. It feels like an odd day. It's fucking smoke everywhere. There's goddamn fire down in Crinungra. Crinungra. That's where the sock exchange is. It's on fire. The sock exchange is on fire. God help us. No more sock. It's where all the sock fairies that take one sock. That's where they are. They're burning them off in Crinungra. What I meant to say was the fire in Crinungra. It's
quite strong, isn't it?
Yeah, fucking smoke everywhere. It's reminds me of my old hometown, but on a smaller scale, Rockhampton. Mate, once when there's a fire up at the big mountain there, Mount Archer, when it goes, the whole town
is
just blanketed in smoke. It's ridiculous. Yeah, you wake up, there's Rockhampton snow. All the ash that comes off the mountain. All your clothes that you just wash, all reek of smoke.
Yeah.
It's terrible. And the thing is, people live up in Mount Archer Territory.
Whoa! What is that?
Ron just pulled his penis out. Jesus.
Here comes a monster.
Fucking looted. It's like three baby arms with a watermelon on the end of it. Jesus. Excuse me. It's gonna be a hot summer.
It's hot already, eh? Yesterday was pretty hot.
I find every year, like, it gets a degree or two warmer.
You reckon? Or do you reckon it's all in your mind?
No, I reckon that. I reckon it's all in my mind. It probably is all in my mind. I just... Because, it was on the news yesterday that it's the warmest winter we've had in recorded history. Which I find a bit odd, because there's been... The times that we get up for work, I tell you what, it's not fucking warm at all.
Pretty cold. But it didn't last very long, though, right? Like, what, 3 weeks?
Freezing. Yeah.
Wasn't a very long winter.
But it was a fucking cold one when we had it. And it arrived. It was game over.
Who got paint on the weekend?
A lot of Spider-Man.
Movies?
No, PlayStation.
Really? Game?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Is it new?
Came out about 12 months ago, I think it was.
Okay.
About the same time as that Red Dead Redemption 2.
Oh, yeah. Who played that?
I've got it.
Is it good?
Oh, my God. It's ridiculously good. I was hooked on it. I would sit there. I'd get home from work. That's when I had my lounge. Not the commoners' shared area where it's now our lounge in the main lounge room when I had my own lounge for the purpose of being on the PlayStation.
What happened to that?
I got married. The wife overtook it because she wanted her own little space away from the dogs to
watch TV. She's taken over it.
It's hers. There's a baby gate across the front.
Really? The dog can't get in?
Just during the day, because we leave our dogs inside. Because yeah, if someone breaks in and the dogs can't get to them, well, we're going to lose our shit.
Hmm.
Whereas two of the dogs will probably savage them, and the other one will just be like, I might have a dig. But
if I can be bothered.
Yeah, that's become my wife's lounge. That
her little hideaway.
It's like a display. You know, you ever been in one of those display homes when they cut off a certain area that you can't actually go in because they don't want it touched to get dirty and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, so that.
That's what it feels like. It's very neat. It's very clean. It's very organised. And yet there's a baby gate that's constantly there.
You go in there?
Closed. I don't dare go in there anymore.
So you have done. You got in trouble.
I might have done when she wasn't there. I might have open up the gate, put my feet up on the recliner and, you know,
have a go with it.
And sat back, heard the car, jumped up, closed it all, closed the gate, dust everything
act
off.
Like nothing happened?
Yeah. that's when I had that room. That's when I got Red Dead Redemption 2. I would get home in the afternoon.
Straight on.
Almost. I'd potter around, do a few little things that I had to do, and then shut up. We're talking. Fucking trucks pulling in.
I know, how rude.
And I'd sit there, so I used to finish about 2-ish, get home by 2:30, so by 3 o'clock, and then I was sitting there till about 9:30 at night.
Really?
Yeah.
No wonder you took over it.
Oh, mate, it's such a ridiculously good game. But now...
Yeah, she's sitting there playing it.
I might allow her to watch, if she's lucky. But now I'm out in the mainland. I've got Spider-Man now, and it's so good. Compared to I think it was PlayStation 3 had the first Spider-Man game. And it was alright. We just gave up on it too quick. But this one, because of the graphics, the gameplay, get really hooked on it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was playing it for hours last night. That's why yesterday's episode took a little bit longer to come in, because I started to do the edit.
What's the point of the game? What are you doing? Floating around and you're shooting weapons?
Oh, There's a few storylines to it, you know, with all the bad guys you gotta hunt down. And... Yeah. But, there was something else I wanted to do on the weekend, now I can't think of it. I got a memory like a sieve.
Yeah, and wasn't too good either, right?
What are you getting up to on the weekend? You're going to South Bank. Take a towel?
No, we're going for a snow. I want to go like Saturday night. Evening. Yeah, as it's going dark, get the lights going on, possibly have dinner. What are you seeing?
Oh, just this medical picture. Some sort of clamp. Jammed into someone's stomach, I think.
clamp.
Oh, clamp.
They're on the operating table. Oh, yeah, they're throwing clams on him. That should cure him. Hey, fuckface.
Hey, he's up.
Oh, he loves it when he gets called fuckface. It's with affection. We're recording our podcast.
Podcast?
Yeah.
Is it interesting?
And we're looking at getting jobs at Pornhub.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to be a towel boy.
I'm not sure I'm keen on you doing the voiceover while I'm watching her go at it, though. Not exactly the turn on for me.
Well, if you notice, the last pornographic film you made that I helped film, there was only me, you and her, and there was no actual camera crew there. I was standing outside your bedroom window.
Appreciate that you're standing outside, though.
That's what that weird noise was.
He thought it was air conditioning, but no, that was just me breathing heavy on the window. And then he could hear the...
I thought that was just a head hitting the headboard.
Your dick game wasn't that strong. What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
Son of a bitch.
Speaking about memory like Sims, here he comes.
Hey, what's up? Big Dave. Oh, yeah, South Bank, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
No, let's get out.
No.
Have a look at it, I've never seen it.
Yeah, you're probably not going to enjoy your time in there.
What?
Because traffic is going to be terrible.
Saturday night. What's happening?
Well, South Bank's not far from the Gabba.
Right.
Brisbane Lions are playing.
Right.
Saturday night.
Yeah, what time is it?
Your traffic usually starts getting shit about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's probably when I want to go in there.
Yeah, I thought so. I can't help but stare at your black ring on your head.
Oh, in my halo. My hard work halo.
Harry's hard working halo. Yeah, and when that Gabba area starts getting jammed up, it all spreads out.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah.
I'm not taking public transport. Fuck that. Might go Friday night.
Yeah, but you're going to find it hard to get parking.
What about Friday night? Anything happening?
No, not that I know of. Unless the Broncos are playing. But then again, Broncos...
No, no one goes in this year.
Broncos don't really affect South Bank.
Good, Andrew Curran.
Oh, because everyone likes to get on the piss up at Caxton Street and carry on like...
I want to find an Italian restaurant, dude.
I got punched in the back of the head at the Caxton.
For no reason?
For no reason.
There has to be a reason.
It was State of Origin, 2011. And I was in there having a few drinks, and there's a bunch of guys who are Queensland supporters. They stand there, because at the side of the Caxton, they open it up, but they put fencing.
Were we late coming here for Smoker? Because look at the time.
Yeah, a little bit late. Anyway, I'm hanging out with the guys that they call the gatekeepers. And they've got a song, they do that yah yah yippee yippee yah.
Oh, yeah.
Queenslanders sing when they win.
Is Broncos we're talking about? Or alone?
No, State of Origin.
Oh, right.
And they actually shut off Caxton Street completely. There's no getting cars in or out of there.
Okay.
Because it just gets packed. Anyway, I've gone in, poked my head inside, went nah. Way too busy walking around, and I went around the side, had a few drinks, started getting a little bit tipsy, hanging out with the gatekeepers, and
were you singing?
Oh, I was joining in the festivities with that beautiful singing voice, and there was a bird that I was sort of seeing, and I bumped into some of her friends, which were New South Wales supporters. Now I had my back to the street, so I'm facing back into the drinking area talking to them. Reverse that. I had my back to the drinking area and okay. I was facing the street, sorry. And
this random comes up.
All of a sudden, this almighty crack in the back of my head. I was like, oh, what the fuck was that? Hurt like buggery. I turn
Did
around.
Fall over?
No, I didn't fall over. Okay. There was a bunch of cops and I stumbled and one of them had put his hand up and he caught me.
Arrested you?
And he sort of was holding on to my jersey for a sec. And I turned around to see what the hell was going on. And there was this big Kiwi dude in a New South Wales jersey. And the gatekeepers are getting stuck into him. The cops are trying to break it up. And And that's when it clicked. I'm like, this dude just punched me in the back of the head.
He started his massive all-in brawl.
It wasn't a massive all-in. But,
Brisbane's biggest.
I'm sitting there. Not as big as the one at your fucking bar mitzvah. Jesus.
What?
Your bar mitzvah. Don't lie.
What the hell is
your
that?
Your left Scientology and came back to being a Jew.
My left side?
Your left Scientology. Fuck it. You need to clean these ears. We need someone that will sponsor the podcast that's like into cleaning ears. We need Ron some free products. You know, I turn around and this guy's being picked up by the police. They're talking to him and I've gone to walk back in. And this Queensland copper, he's held on to me and I said, oh, thanks, mate.
I'm just trying to take your gun. That's all right.
And I've gone to walk back in, said, have a safe night, mate. And he's grabbed me and says, I don't fucking think so, pal. Get on your way. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? I said, did you not just see me just get melted in the back of the head? He goes, I saw it all. You can leave.
Oh, shit.
I was like, oh, okay. And as I turn around, the police are walking the guy that belted me in his New South Wales jersey back inside of the Caxton.
So you were in the wrong?
I was clearly in the wrong just standing there having a conversation. And obviously, I've offended this man with my face. The back of my head. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Come on, we've got to go.
No, we don't.
We do.
No, we don't. You go. I'm going to stay here. I'm just going to keep recording with people as they walk in.
Okay. Tell me when your boss comes in.
We'll be back after this. And we're back.
Hi, mate.
I just remembered I heard about something, and you can Google this. You can Google this yourself. There's something called Fist Fest.
Oh my god, I'm not Googling it.
No, you probably don't want to Google it. There's literally, I haven't seen it, but I've heard the description. There's photos and images, and it's guys.
Oh man, come on.
Elbow deep.
Really?
Fucking elbow deep in someone's asshole.
Why do you want to do that?
How is that possible?
Where did you get this from?
Look, another podcast. They showed a photo. I haven't seen it, like I said, but what?
Next to your fucking shoulder, the whole thing.
Look, how does one manage to get their arm so far up someone's asshole that it's elbow deep? Like, where did it go?
A competition or something? Like,
are you feeling intestines?
Yeah.
Like,
you're always picking your nose backwards.
You ever heard of that, Nick? Fist Fest?
Don't Google it.
Google it. Go on, Google it.
Just from what you guys have just said out there.
Well, what do you... How do you think that works?
It doesn't.
You think about it. Something that's like this round to get that up to there. I'm just trying to... That's like up to the bottom of the rib cage. It's like if you're putting your arm up there, so far up there, are you able to feel organs?
You probably could, I reckon.
The smaller and larger intestine, like you can just
push it on something.
And if you're like one of those NBA players who have those long fucking arms, can you tickle someone's heart?
Come on, man.
Like if you've got a massage, if someone's having a heart attack and you massage that heart,
it jumps up.
You can't go down the throat.
You go the other way.
Can you go? But like, who? Can you imagine? Old Billy Bob sitting at home. He just goes, I need to get laid. I like dick.
No, I like arms.
I like my butthole played with. I like the army.
No.
Arm. butthole. You fist your butt.
I've got no idea.
Instead of Oz,
Light bulb goes on.
Instead of Ozfest with Ozzy Osbourne, let's start a festival of fisting. So what the fuck? Who the fuck comes up with that shit?
Is this a group or like?
It's a fest. It's a festival.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a bunch of gay dudes.
All fisting each other.
Fisting.
That's fucked up. Seriously, that's fucked up.
Ah, yeah, that's...
Then people need to go to, like, psychiatric hospital or something.
Oh, trust the Jew to hate gay people.
Come on, man.
There's... If you have an obsession with that, there's... Yeah, there's something. You need to seek professional help. That's...
Big issues.
Oh, man. What else have we got today? Peeing in the shower. Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
While you're having a shower.
Yeah. No. I'm not really into that.
Not in a sex thing. Obviously. I'm just talking about like... Well, people like to be pissed on. That's a sex thing.
That just goes to the fisting thing. They're all bunched in the same fucking thing. No.
How come?
You know, it's...
I pee.
You do?
Yeah. I'm not going to stop a shower. If I've got to pee, I'm not going to stop the shower and walk over to the toilet and pee.
And come back.
I'm just going to pee in the shower.
Nah. I don't know. Everyone uses it. Because
there's another podcast I've listened to where they've talked about it before. And one of the guys on there, what it is for him is the idea of pee touching him.
Doesn't like it.
He doesn't like the idea of it. In the shower, even though it gets washed away, it's technically it is. I was gonna say it's not really touching it, but
goes through the grout and all this shit. Nah, not into that.
It soaks into the grout. It's just waiting to come back and get you. Yeah. It's just waiting for you to go to the toilet in the middle of the night so I can jump off the grout. I remember there was an episode of Seinfeld that spoke about it too. That was pretty funny.
Was it yay or nay?
General consensus, I think it was pretty even.
Was
two for yay, two for nay.
No, I'm not too keen on.
What's the reasoning behind?
Like I said, like, you know, it gets in the grout, a cleaner, you know.
But it washes away in the shower.
What, straight away?
Yeah.
What if it gets through the tiles?
Ah. If it gets through the tiles.
There's water under the tiles.
You've got pretty shitty tiles.
No. Water gets through the ground.
Do you have a removable shower head?
No. My showers come from the ceiling.
Oh, you got one of those...
Frenzy
one. The big round one?
Big round
one. Oh, yeah.
Actually, two. They drop down.
Oh, you got one on each side?
Mm.
Like a his and her sort of...
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool.
I'm going to come over and shower at your place.
Awesome.
Oh, no. I probably won't because I'm not
allowed to pee.
Not allowed to pee. What about you, Nick?
No.
Pee in the shower? Yay or nay?
Yay.
Yeah, see? 100%.
Yeah. 100% pee in the shower, man.
100? Well, no. There's three of us in this room right now and only two of us pee in the shower. The flying orange Jew over here, he doesn't.
He's dumb. Fucking hell.
He's the OG, the original ginger. I just find it really weird when people are... They're more freaked out and go, oh, no.
I'm not so much freaked out. I'm just thinking, you know, imagine they're getting under the ground and shit. Nah.
Probably one of those guys, hey, that, like, you make sure you wash everything else here first before you dry your dick. So you haven't got your dick towel on your face or anything.
That's good.
You know what you've just done? You're going to give him a complex because now he's going to go home. He's going to have a shower.
I'm going to think about it.
And
now
he'll go to dry his dick and be like,
oh, man.
Oh, honey, can you get me another towel? What for? I need a dick towel. Oh, shit. I dry my ass with this towel. Honey, can you get me a third towel?
Oh man.
Oh, actually, the stank's not too bad. You've got a separate towel, don't you, Nick?
No, I don't. I actually saw it on the Facebook thing. It was like, what do guys do? They asked that question, and the dude was like, you drive from the top to the bottom, do you dig last, and the next night the towel forgets everything.
I was going to say, are you one of these people that will... You're going to dry your dick, but you flip the towel around to the other side, and that's like that's a dick exclusive side. Oh, fucking hell. So it's no to fist fest, yay to pissing in the shower. And where do you stand? Where do you stand on the dick towel?
Yeah. He doesn't have one.
I don't have another spot. I'm just dry.
You'll use your one towel, you'll dry your dick and your face the next night.
Man, if your missus can suck your dick and you still kiss her afterwards, you don't need to worry about the towel.
Speaking of kissing, have you seen, you know, the singer Flume, or that artist, he's a DJ or something, Flume?
Yeah.
You hear what he done? Over at Burning Man?
Oh, here we go.
Someone held up a sign and saying, yeah, Flume is cool, but can he eat ass?
Oh, God.
Flume's... What you'd say, pretty attractive girlfriend, gets up on the stage, no underwear, lifts up her skirt, bends over in front of him. He sees the sign, he points, he shrugs his shoulders, turns, and starts tonguing his girl's ass.
Who is it?
Flume.
In Google.
You would have heard one of his songs. I think I've got Flume on my phone. Where is he?
This bloke? What the hell is this? It's a cartoon character.
Where is it? Oh, he's like David Bowie. This is Flume's song. This used to get flogged on the radio all the time. Once it kicks in. You don't know?
No.
Oh, that's because you listen to the old timers radio.
That's
right.
You
are.
The old talk back.
Fuck off. You don't talk back to me. I'll fucking slap you one. And yes, we condone domestic violence.
You do. I don't.
Oh, Jesus. What have we got going on in the news today? Oh, what a dummy. I just closed my podcast I was listening to. What a dummy. Now we're going to have to start.
What, the one about fist fairs? It's probably a good idea to close it.
You're curious now. Don't lie.
I'm not curious at all. That's just
why have you got your shirt off, rubbing your nipples again? I see you've waxed around your nipples. That's very smooth. It's a very manly chest you got going on.
You like it?
Hairless, tan. It's the only part of you that's tan. Well, I don't know about the other part, but good lord, control yourself. All right, let's find something. Let's find something we can. Oh,
Miley Cyrus.
Christ. No, we're off the Miley train.
Bullshit. She's always something.
No, it's gone cross country.
Really?
Yeah. North America, teens text after allegedly killing baby. Jesus.
Oh man, Christ. I don't even read that. That's funny. Don't deserve it.
It sequel forgets to be a horror movie.
So it's comedy.
You've made the news.
What does it say?
Man's brutal attack on wife after sex. You wanted to go round two. Jesus Christ, calm down. Give the woman a break.
Round five. She'd had enough.
Rakey survival question, everyone. No one cares. I hate how they call that shit reality TV.
What is it?
Like Survivor.
Oh yeah, no.
Who the fuck is that? Same with when Big Brother used to be on reality TV. It's like
That was fucking popular though, that shit.
Oh, I used to love it.
Did you?
Yeah, I couldn't get enough. I got sucked into it.
I think I was sucked in the first year. but then it sort of died down from them.
When
didn't it go on fire, the Big Brother joint?
Yeah, some
recently.
Kid, some kids burned it down.
Yeah.
What a bunch
completely?
Of losers. What a bunch of losers. Where are the parents of those kids?
Oh,
your kids are dreamer, like
fucking
fire. They'd be
fucking burned as well, mate.
But at the same time, I'm like, maybe they should also be rewarded. It was the Big Brother house. Big Brother
yeah.
shit after about 3
Look
years.
Look, it's full of weeds there. I can't even see it.
Oh, you haven't been, have you?
No.
You can do the full walkthrough. You got to see where the cameras were behind
Is
all the stuff. Yeah. Yeah,
Did
right.
you see the photos of them when it got burned down?
Nah, didn't care.
They looked like weedy.
Oh,
and
really? They let it go?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. David Warner out for a duck in the ashes.
Oh, that bloke needs to get sacked for sure.
Fuck me. This is why, I think we've spoken about it before the podcast started, what the problem with Australian cricket is these days. No one has a decent backyard.
Yeah, we have spoken about this. They can't practice.
That's right. Remember, as kids, you'd grow up and you'd have a couple of mates.
The old backyard cricket.
Your backyard cricket, one hand, one bounce, sit over the fence.
13, 14 year olds drinking beer. Yeah. Right.
I do not believe you drank beer when you were 13 or 14 years of age.
No, I didn't.
You were probably eating holy water. No, drinking holy water.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they can't practice anymore.
Yeah, there's no backyard.
They're not used to it.
It's like these plots are so tight. Like your streets is
right.
Streets aren't that wide.
Oh, the street's pretty wide up here.
Not where I live.
Really?
If you get one car opposite each other, you can only have one car coming one way.
Really?
Yeah. The road, they're shit.
I find them really wide up here. Like compared to Sydney, yeah. Like bicycle tracks.
Whereabouts in Sydney where you live?
In the city.
In the city?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, Jesus. So you're the 2000 postcode.
Yeah, that's it. 2204 was.
Oh.
2204? Yeah.
Okay. What was the suburb?
Marrickville.
Marrickville?
Marrickville?
Yeah, I know Marrickville.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I do. Jeff Fenwick. 18 billion time world champion boxer.
Hmm.
That's where Jeff Fenwick's from. He was
Is
called,
he?
He was called the Marrickville Mauler. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the old Marrickville Mauler.
He's the old pineapple here.
Here he comes.
Hello. How are you?
Hey.
Young nephew, where are you these days?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm tired, man.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I'm always tired.
That's a terrible joke.
I like
you
it.
You should be
good
fined
job.
For it. It was terrible. It's a good thing that Jay's becoming a police officer, because I'm going to put the complaint into him and he can come and have a word with you.
That's what we do. Just fit tyres.
Tyres and tracks. It's very tiring staying on track.
Good job.
That hurts my insides. Jesus, that was terrible.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah,
very tiring, keeping on track. I actually like that.
It's a podcast.
Oh, right. I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'll be editing those fucking jokes out. That was terrible.
Keep a second one. I like that. Very tiring, keep on track.
This is about to become a solo man podcast. If that's your choice in jokes. Jesus. What else we got going on? Prince Harry's plan meets with trap. No one cares about this shit. Star fat shamed over Bad Boys 3 trailer. Here we go.
Hey. What if Batman sat at Robin before they got in the car?
Oh, fuck, here we go.
Robin, get in the car.
He looks very proud of that joke. I can't believe that bloke fits tyres all day. How long can he keep that up for?
His jokes are terrible. I'll be honest.
I don't mind that tyre.
No,
don't.
No. No.
He came up with it pretty quick.
You know who follows those jokes funny? 3-year-olds. I'm worried about your mental health state at the moment. Do I need to ask, are you okay? It's not are you okay day, but I'm going to ask.
Well, apparently not. I'm 3 years old.
Ronald Muhammad Peach.
Oh, fuck off.
Are you okay?
tell a joke to my 3-year-old. She would say,
he'll just look at you and go, fuck off. That's terrible, Dad. Wherever you got that, take it back. Piss on it. Oh, no, don't pee on it. Especially in the shower. Oh, it's weird. Bad Boys for Life trailer. Will Smith, Martin Lawrence are back. So there's a... Oh, the third one. Who's fat? Martin Lawrence will be fat. It'll be Martin Lawrence that's fat, Shane. I betcha.
Why? What did you say? What's the headline?
The headline was... I don't know.
This is bullshit, man. Look at the time.
That's why the old supervisor, fucking right before Judy going lunch break, he pulls that shit. Oh, can you look? I need you to go look for this.
You should have got off there. Not lunchtime.
No, mate.
I'll do it after lunch.
Where is it? Entertainment. Oh, because you've made me go back to look for the head.
Oh, here we go. Reset it.
It's gone. That's what happens on the news website.
Does it?
You go, open something up, then you go back.
We'll write a formal complaint.
News articles update. There was something about a star being fat shamed.
Okay.
But I was betting it was Martin Lawrence.
What do you think of him?
Have you seen Will Smith? That motherfucker stays in shape.
Does he?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He's a celebrity I would not fuck with, hey?
Because he's pretty cool.
He trained with Muhammad Ali's trainer, Ansley Dundee. When he did the Ali movie, he was trained. He wanted to do everything that Ansley Dundee did with Ali. Who else is there? Jason Statham? He's a genuine badass.
Is he?
That guy will kick your head clean off your shoulders. He is a martial artist. He's a proper martial artist.
He's got big fucking shoulders, man, eh? What's that other bloke? The Rock. What's his actual name?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
He's pretty big.
He's big. Doesn't mean he can fight.
He'll probably...
If he gets hold of you, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's got to get hold of you. I would put money on it that if him and, say, Joe Rogan, if him and Joe Rogan were to scrap, I'd just about guarantee Joe Rogan's beating him. Joe Rogan's shorter than me.
Is Joe Rogan a fighter or just a commentator?
No, he's a black belt in...
No, he doesn't fight.
He doesn't fight, but he is a black belt in two different styles of jiu-jitsu.
Okay.
Well, under two different trainers. He's got a black belt with Eddie Bravo from 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's got... There's another jiu-jitsu expert, Jean-Jacques Machado. And I think he's got a black belt under him as well.
Okay.
And that comes from a style of Gracie jiu-jitsu with Machado. But The Rock's 6'5". He's like nearly 300 pounds. And about 50 pounds of that's steroids.
Yeah.
Easily. He is not natural.
He's still cool, though. I like
him. Oh, he's cool as shit.
Have got his milkshake, man.
Have, Milky Lane, yeah. Some of this stuff they make, I'd look at it and go, that's disgusting. That
you wouldn't have that?
I don't know. I reckon that'd make you sick.
You'd attempt that. You might not finish
it. I'd have a taste, but fuck it, it'd make you sick.
Have you heard of it, have you?
Yeah. Milky Lane. Where is it? I follow them on Instagram.
Where is it? It's in Sydney, isn't it?
Oh, there's one on the Gold Coast.
Is it? Oh,
yeah,
man, look at the burgers.
Fuck over South Brisbane. Go down the Gold Coast. Go to Milky Lane.
No, my wife can't either.
Well, she can sit
there. Have a look at that.
She can sit there and watch you eat it, can't she?
Look at the cheese on that shit, man. How do you eat that?
Oh, I don't know. Some of the stuff that some of these places come up with now, they go, oh, it's a new fad. Oh. See, that burger to me...
Imagine biting and all the shit would
come out. You look at it real quickly and you go, geez, that looks nice. But then you actually look at it properly.
With the beer?
And it's just like...
Oh, look at this.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I mean. You'd have a go at that.
No, I don't.
You
think
would
that's
dead
like
set have a go.
One.
If you reckon I would drink that fucking milkshake, I dead set reckon you'd eat that burger.
Not the whole thing.
You'd have a go. And
not
you'd probably,
like that. You can't eat like that.
Yeah, you would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would. You'd have a go. You'd squish that son of a bitch together.
I'd dissect it.
Oh. Nah. See, I'll look at some of that stuff.
That's nice shake, look.
See, I'd have a go.
Cocoa Pop and LCM.
But some of the stuff I look at and just go, oh, you wouldn't even get halfway. You'd start feeling sick. It'd be so sweet.
Yeah, I know.
And then some of their burgers, you're just like, I'd have a go at that. That to me, that actually looks like a good burger. But some of the other ones where
it's Kevin Bacon burger.
Oh, you look at some of them, it just, it's disgusting.
Hmm.
Like, it probably tastes really good, but then it'd be one of those burgers where you'd bite into it and
is
you'd
this shit on a friggin' Uber?
You would feel the oil in your mouth.
Oh yeah.
Do you get Uber Eats out your way?
I don't know, I've never tried.
I was going to say, we can't get it where we live.
Can't.
Fuck. Hear that, Uber? Fuck you. You're useless. Your cars will come our way.
Yeah, but they get half eaten before they come. You're right. You hear about it all the time.
See, but how's that? We can have Uber to our house, but Uber Eats won't come to where we are.
Yeah, because they're on bicycles and shit. Uber actually has drive cars.
They're in cars.
No, not Uber Eats, is it?
Yeah, some people do it. Some people do it. We've got Domino's scooters. For fuck's sake, that's time. I'm over here.
Can we stay another
half hour?
We'll stay another half hour.
Stay another half hour. Keep recording. We'll get half the staff to come in.
Might get fired.
So, obviously, that's it for today. For fuck's sake.
Oh, man.
Say bye, Ron.
Five minutes extra tomorrow. Say
bye.
Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening to Your Lunchtime Podcast. Remember, you can listen to us through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else podcasts are available. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Also, pass us around to your mates. Have a laugh. Also, I'd just like to shout out James Matthew Comedy, who is appearing with Lewis Spears on Lewis Spears No Slide Season Tour. His next few dates are tomorrow night, which will be Friday the 6th. They're appearing in Gympie, and on the 7th of September on the Gold Coast. Check out lewisspears.com/gigs for tickets and info. Hope you enjoy. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.